Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday, April 30th.
Friday.
And it's almost the end of April. Do you know that today is the day when George Washington was inaugurated?
I did not.
You didn't know that, huh?
No.
Well, I didn't either until I looked it up. I didn't look it up. It just came up.
I grew up getting an American education. They don't teach us that well.
They don't teach us. Well, we wouldn't remember those dates anyway. I mean, you know, what can I say?
That's fair.
You know, but so the first president of the United States, you know, I mean, it's a big deal, you know, because this is a country that was founded by people that were tired of monarchy and shit, you know. So they were like all running away from the kings and queens and all. That bullshit, the taxation and all that. And they were able to build this greatest country. You know, I mean, I think we have the greatest place in the world, you know. And everybody wants to come here. Sometimes I wonder, though, you know, with some governments, I'm not that happy. But I was thinking the other day, I thought, you know, if I move from here, where am I going to go to? You know, I mean, nowhere, no place that I know is better than here. You know, I mean, there's nice places to visit. But to live,
What about like Switzerland?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it sounds nice, but I don't know.
Don't they have like a 4-day work week, a 6-hour work day?
Yeah, but what does that mean?
You healthcare.
Know?
I mean,
yeah.
Sick
I don't
time.
Know. So why don't people move there? You know, I mean, that's my question.
I think some
because maybe
have.
There's not a lot to do. I don't know.
Maybe. Here it's beautiful.
No. Oh, yeah, it is. It is. You know, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, a lot of places are great to go visit. But I don't know that I would live there. That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, you talk about how bored you are here. So what's there really to do here for
right.
you?
Right. No, that's true. But but the boredom is inside. It's not. I don't think this country is boring by any stretch. You know, I mean, there's everything you want to do, you can do here, you know.
That's fair.
But yeah, that's my issue. The boredom. But no, if I moved, I would move within the country first before I moved somewhere else. Although, you know, I have lived other places. I lived in South Africa and I loved it. You know, it was great. But there are a lot of limitations there too, you know.
What kind of limitations?
I don't remember. Well, there's a lot of things you can't do there that you can hear, you know. I mean, I don't remember what they were, but... I'm making the statement, nevertheless. But, yeah, and usually taxes as high as they seem here are probably lower than in most countries, you know. Mm. But now the government doesn't like that very much. So did you hear about all the tax increases that are happening now?
I haven't looked at the news in days.
Yeah. Because when you want to spend a lot of money, you have to also collect a lot of money from the taxpayers.
Of course.
So, yeah.
I mean, everything's taxed. Everything we spend is taxed. Everything we make is taxed.
Right.
I think they should pick. You either tax what we spend or tax what we make. Shouldn't be both.
Yeah. Well, they try any way they can, you know. And what are you going to do? That's what we have.
It's just overkill.
You know? But I'm telling you, many countries have like income tax of 50% or something, you know, and higher. That's a lot of money, you know.
It is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. But so anyway, how you doing?
I'm good.
You getting ready for the month of May?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
The summer is getting closer.
I know. It's starting to warm up here.
Yeah. Here it's summer already.
I love it.
Yeah, huh?
It's so good.
I know. It's bright and nice and everything.
I know. It's like even when it's hot here, it feels great.
Yeah. Well, to you.
I mean, go spend the summer in New York City and you'll definitely... That's what you should do this summer. You should go live in New York City for like a month.
Right. So I appreciate it more.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I know. You know, and we have... There's so much to say about living near the coast, near the beach, and yet I don't go very much, you know? I need to start going to the beach more.
if you ever do a really intense workout where you're sweating your ass off, like literally dripping sweat, and then you take a shower right after and you're still sweating after mm-hmm. while you're trying to get ready, that's what it feels like to be in the summer in New York.
With humidity.
Yeah. You're right. Just like sweating after a fresh shower.
Right.
Constantly.
Mm. Okay.
All day.
Then I'll appreciate what we have here. Even though it's hot, I don't like hot.
When you're in the subway and the train comes by and you feel the air and it's actually a relief rather than a disgust, you know it's bad. You're like, when I'm relieved by this disgusting, like, ash-filled air just cascading onto me.
Yeah.
It's the worst smell.
Yeah, sounds wonderful to me.
Ugh. So disgusting.
But I think I should get, like, a chair and an umbrella or something and then just go to the beach, you know?
Yeah, go to the beach.
Yeah.
I know. We live so close to the beach.
I know.
No one ever goes.
I know. And then, you know, on the weekend it gets busy. So I figured we can go during the week, you know? I mean, there's still time and stuff to go. So
I would love to go play volleyball.
Yeah, that too.
I love that. I was always really good at volleyball.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, it's definitely harder on the sand, but.
Yeah. No, it's true, but it's fun.
So fun.
I used to play that on the beach, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah. It's fair. I mean, what's up with the ocean here, though? It's like super cold. Are there like animals in it? Like what's going on?
I don't know. The water is not very appealing here at all. It's cold. It's kind of dirty sometimes. You know, you don't. It definitely doesn't look like when you go to tropical places and the water is really blue.
The best. I remember going to St. Pete and the beach was just white. I was super stoned. And so everything had this like glow to it.
Uh-huh.
The beach was completely white. The sand was white. Uh-huh. And the water was like clear blue. Like you walked in and you could see your feet. And I mean, I'm from the Atlantic Ocean area, so it's green and you can't see through it at all.
Right.
Like, why is it green though? Why does it have to be green?
I don't know. Ours is green too.
It should just all be blue.
Yeah.
There should be a way to fix that.
It has to do with the bottom. I just don't know what it is. I think Well, I think it has to be shallow to look like that, you know, because if it's deep, it's like really deep blue or green. But, you know, I think those beaches there, it's like where you can walk quite far into the water and it's not deep. And I think that's one of the things. Also, the white sand, you know, I mean, here, I don't know if it's really white sand under the water.
I mean, what's the difference between white sand and slightly yellow sand?
Well, that's what determines the color of the reflection of the water, you know.
Yeah, but it's going to make it green all of a sudden? Just like a slight tone change?
Well, probably, because, I mean, the water is colorless, clearly, whether it's here or in the tropics.
It's got to be more algae or something.
Maybe algae, whatever is going on in the water. But obviously, the water's colorless in both places, so it's got to do with the seabed somehow.
There we go. Lots of people definitely asked this before. Really? It says, when light strikes water, like sunlight, the water filters the light so that red is absorbed and some blue is reflected. Sometimes the ocean appears other colors besides blue. For example, the Atlantic coast, blah, blah, blah. We know that. This is due to the presence of algae and plant life.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a great thing, but also, you always get like...
Yeah. Well, like this is stuff. It. It's the bottom of the, you know, of the ocean, whatever's there. And you can see in the tropics when you go there on the beach, there's nothing other than white sand.
Yeah, nothing.
Right.
And there's like certain times of... I don't know how it is in tropical places, but on the East Coast during the summer, there's certain times when, especially after storms, when you go swimming in the water and there's just piles, like a shopping bag size full of just... Mm-hmm. Like seaweed
and
it's just wrapping around your legs while you're swimming and everything's like touching
you. It's disgusting and it smells bad.
It smells they bad have it and here it feels too. Like hair. It feels like gobs of hair.
Right. Yeah, they have it here too. I mean, when you walk on the beach, you see a lot of it washed off. So, I don't know, man, but whatever. I don't even have to go in the water here. It's just nice to sit on the sand and enjoy yourself, you know.
Yeah, I like the water.
Yeah,
good thing I have a pool.
Yeah, exactly. Swim in the pool.
Nice blue
when
water
you
there.
Go to the beach, just kind of do, you know, dip your feet in it or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice for walks and things like that, you know, along the beach.
I do love going in the ocean, as creepy as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I don't understand is the surfers, you know, I mean, they obviously withstand a lot of cold. And they have their wetsuits.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Right. But still, you
know.
That's
scary to me more than anything.
Yeah.
You know? I remember, what was it? Last summer, I went in the water. And, you know, my friend and I went in up to, like, our neck pretty much. And mm-hmm. the waves were, like, really strong that day. And then I started feeling all this, like, tiny little zapping all over me. And I was like, what is that? I was like, am I, like, having a heart attack? Like, what's happening? And so we got out of the water. And all over my bathing suit, I had these little tiny things, like, the size of sesame seeds. But they had little eyes on them. And they were all over my swimsuit. I had, like, a textured swimsuit. And I picked them up. And I felt it, like, zapping my finger. And they were, like, in my cleavage and, like, on my neck. Like, they were all over. She had none on her. I had a bunch on me. And I was telling my brother about it. And he was like, oh, that sounds like sea lice. And I was like, what is sea lice? And I look it up. And they're little tiny baby octopus or something like that. And so they're like baby jellyfish or something. What was it? I think it was a baby octopus. They're literally the size of like sesame seeds, but they can sting you. And so that's what I was experiencing. I had like little stings all over me from them.
How disgusting.
Yeah,
huh?
Disgusting. I was literally pulling them out from under my, wow. under the bra part of my.
And you could see eyes in those little things?
Eyes, yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, ew, why is this all over me? My friend was like, I don't have any on me. I was like, of course you don't.
Yeah, fuck that. Stay in the pool, man.
Yeah, of course it's just going, me.
Don't go in the water.
I've definitely been a little reluctant since that moment. That's the thing. The ocean is great. It's beautiful. I love it. I just want to be in it. But there's also so much in there that you don't know. Like everything that touches my foot, I'm like, what was that? Right. Is it a crab? I've definitely had a crab pinch me before. I stepped on like the top of a crab and I felt his little claw come up and just like threaten me. It wasn't even a clamp down. It was just a little like threaten.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like he wrapped his little claw around my toe, just threatened, and I kicked him off. I was like, no, can we just not have any of that, please? I don't want anything touching me.
I know. Yeah, we're known for our beaches, but they're definitely not great for swimming, you know. And usually I don't see that many people swimming in the water, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to other places that I've seen, like when you go to Hawaii or something, everybody's in the water, you know.
I'm just like, what kind of sharks are in areas like that?
There's no sharks there.
There's no sharks in Hawaii?
Not close to the... Yeah, there are.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously it's not a problem, you know, where people don't go in the water.
I mean, you bet your ass I'm never going in an ocean in Australia.
Yeah, why is that?
Because there's, like, so many creatures in there.
Yeah, that's true. They do have a lot of creatures.
I mean, I would love to visit Australia, but every time I see, like, videos about Australia, I'm like, I don't think I want to go there. There's, like, spiders the size of...
It's like, probably because of the barrier reef, right? Where all the living things are.
Yeah, they have everything. They have sharks. They have just snakes everywhere.
Sounds wonderful.
Just so many, everything. There's massive spiders. Like, we would just be hanging out in this room and there would be a giant spider the size of a bundle of bananas hanging out in the corner. Like, no, thank you. I don't even mind spiders either, but everything there is poisonous pretty much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I found out they have something called toilet spiders or bathroom spiders, and everyone has a spider in their bathroom to eat the other bugs that are poisonous that show up in your bathroom.
Wonderful.
So everyone's got a bathroom spider. It's like a thing there.
Yeah, like a pet or something.
Kind of, yeah. It's your spider that lives in the bathroom. He
Wonderful.
Just lives and hangs out in there. They just know to stay.
That's like, great. Yeah, whatever, you know?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah. But I don't know. They're... I'm thinking like a cruise, you know, and it says that U.S. cruises could resume in mid-July.
Mm.
Have you been on a cruise before?
You know, I was supposed to go on one last summer. I was supposed to do an Alaskan cruise with my best friend and his family. But We didn't.
Oh, last year? Really?
Yeah.
And so it must have been booked before the corona.
Yeah, it was booked like a year and a half earlier.
Wow. I don't know how people do that, you know?
Me either.
I can't plan that far in advance.
Yeah, I was like, I guess I'll mark it on my calendar.
Right. If I'm alive a year and a half from now, yeah, I'll go on exactly. The
But yeah, I was excited. It was supposed to be my first cruise, and I've always wanted to see Alaska. And
oh, an Alaskan cruise would probably be nice.
Yeah, it's like one of the best ones.
Because I've taken several, a couple to Mexico, and then I went on one in the Caribbean. And they were fun. I mean, it's a lot of fun, you know, because yeah. Everybody's in swimsuits all the time near mm-hmm. the pool. You eat, you drink.
Yeah, everyone says you just eat constantly.
Yeah, you just eat all the time. You know?
Everyone's like, you got to lose 5 pounds to go gain 10 pounds.
Exactly, you know. Yeah. But yeah, but they do have a gym there, so you could work it out.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. But it's fun. I wouldn't mind going again, you know, and then you stop in nice places and stuff. So
And they all let you off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get off. And in Mexico, when I got off the ship, it wasn't that great because it was in Puerto Vallarta. Was it? Or in Sonora, one of those places. And there's a lot of poverty there. Mm. So you just go there and all the kids with the chiclets gum chase you. So you'll buy some. And they're like swarms. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And you feel so bad, you know. Yeah. But then you realize if you give one money, they all come to you, you know.
Yeah.
Just like with the birds. When
I was
going to
say,
one.
like seagulls, when you feed one, sudden you're like, here's a piece of bread, and suddenly there's like 10 surrounding.
Exactly, and that's what happens. And then,
not that children are seagulls.
Right, but then you go around and you go, fuck, man, I'm not enjoying this. This is not what I wanted to see on a vacation.
Yeah.
It's poverty, you know?
Yeah.
But it's there, you know, and it's unfortunate, but yeah, I mean, I'd rather take a cruise to the Caribbean any day.
Yeah. I mean, you know? Even living in New York, like, you get stopped constantly by people asking you for money. And when you don't know what you're doing yet, like when you first move there, it seems like they're going to ask you for directions. They'll be like, hey, excuse me. And they point like that, like up to the side, like they're about to ask you something. And it's a trick because they're just going to start telling you their life story. And then before you know it, you've been standing there for like 6 minutes and you're like, Where am I? You know, you like lose your bearings for a second because you expected it to be a quick question. And then maybe it's just me because I dissociate. And then suddenly I like snap to and I'm like, what am I still doing here? And I got to a point where I started cutting people off and I'm like, just tell me what you need. And they'll be like, oh, I would like a dollar or something. But, you know, after a while, you just get to a point where like you can't stop for everyone. And I would have friends after I'd been living there for a couple of years, I'd have friends come and visit me mm-hmm. and kind of be like, that person was talking to you. Why didn't you stop? And I'm like, because I will never get on with my day if I stop for everyone. And I will also have no money if I stop for everyone, right, you know? Yeah. And there've been times people would ask for food. Like I gave this guy, I had a big Trader Joe's bag with me and it was like frozen food and I had oranges. I'm not going to give him a bag of frozen vegan chicken nuggets. What's he going to do with that? So I was like, I have some oranges. Do you want some oranges? And I gave him an orange and he like threw it at me. He's like, I don't want your fucking orange. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, you can give or you cannot give. Like, I mean, yeah. Some people will take food and be happy about that. But I mean,
yeah,
look, you just can't.
You can never help everybody, you know.
And exactly. And
it's the same with like pets that are like neglected and stuff or abandoned.
Yeah.
And you go, you know, I can't, even if I take one or two, three, you haven't solved the problem.
I know.
You're still going to see it. You know?
I know. That kills me.
I know. I don't know why people post all this shit on social media, you know, but I hate to see like animals that are in trouble, you know.
I know.
And not always like abused, but I mean, they show you animals that are like stuck, you know, to something or.
Yeah.
You know, whatever happened to them.
It's always like a little watery-eyed, shaky chihuahua.
Right. You know, and they're stuck in like frozen water or like, or you see a deer caught in a fence or something, you know, and people, you know, release it and stuff. But it's hard to watch, you know, and
I know.
Cats, you know, people look for homes for cats. So they show these like poor cats and stuff, you know. It's hard to look at, you know. I mean, I understand that you can't get away from this, you know, and you should confront it, you know, but at the same time, multiply.
My friend was, well, that's why I'm sure it is in California, but in New York, when I adopted my cats, it was a law that you have to get your cats spayed and neutered upon adoption.
Right.
So that they cannot make more kittens because there's enough cats that don't have homes.
Right.
So it's kind of a mandatory thing that that's done.
Right.
My friend was working on a film gig in Costa Rica for 3 months and she met this like homeless cat there, for a little cat. And she, after 3 months, her and the cat really bonded. So she took it to the vet, got it all its shots, got it all taken care of. And she adopted the cat and brought it with her to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And like a week after, the cat stopped eating. And the vet in Costa Rica had all the information wrong. She was like, this is a kitten. You know, these are her issues. And the vets here were like, that's not the case. This cat's like 14 years old.
Wow.
All this other stuff. Like the other vet literally has absolute zero understanding of anything that was going on with the cat. And then she had to hospitalize the cat because it wasn't eating, and then having all these reactions, then she had to put it down.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's terrible, man.
I know. Meh. Meh. I know.
How are you cats doing?
They're so good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They settled in already? I mean,
yeah, they're good. They're really good. They're so good.
Good. I'm glad you brought them.
Woken up last night by some meowing, and I looked over, and the boy was just laying on the floor looking up at me. Meow. I'm like, okay. Which means he was hungry.
Do they wake you up early for food?
Sometimes. I've trained them not to, but...
How do you train them not to?
You just ignore them.
Really?
Yeah, because I started getting up because the meowing would happen while we were getting on a food schedule. They would just meow and meow and meow starting at 5 a.m. So then I would just get up, feed them so I could go back to bed instead of being half asleep, half woken up for 2 hours.
Right.
And then they had trained me to get up at 5 and feed them.
Right.
So I was like, no, 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 no. So I just started ignoring them, and now they're fine.
That's a good thing to do. Maybe I should tell my son to do that. Maybe it's too late. I don't know.
No, you can train them.
Really?
Yeah, they'll learn. You just got to ignore them.
They wake him up early.
Yeah, cats.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Though he was not a cat person. He grew up with dogs. He was like, I don't really like cats, but he was okay with me bringing my cats. And now he's completely smitten.
Really? Yeah,
oh,
it's
yeah.
easy to love cats.
He absolutely is like, and he is a French bulldog that lives at his boyfriend's house, which is this like noisy, sloppy little thing. Adorable. But like he drinks from his water and then he's like dripping water everywhere. And
yeah.
It's disgusting. You know,
it
it's disgusting. It's loud. And cats are just like so quiet and confident and like delicate and elegant
and clean.
Yeah. And my roommate works in classical music, so he's a very poised person. And I'm just like, it blows my mind that you're even a dog person at all. Like dogs are always just like rubbing their face on you and like licking you and like sniffing your crotch and like just like touch me. And cats are more just like, I'm going to sit over here and just assess the whole situation for a little while and look really good doing it. Yeah, and he was like, you know, honestly, he's like, I think I am more of a cat person than a dog person. He's like, I just never realized it. Cats have a bad reputation, and most of the time people don't have any reason for it. Sometimes it's because like they met a cat once when they were like 5 and it scratched them. That's why my dad hated cats, because he got a cat scratched on his eye once when he was like 4. I'm like, yeah, but like how are you petting the cat? Like, you have to learn how to approach cats. Dogs, you can just, like, blah, 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 just, like, rub them and they're fine. Cats, you have to, like, learn how to approach.
Cats are suspicious. They don't...
Very suspicious.
They don't like to be touched by everybody, you know?
Exactly. Like, yeah. And they don't like when you just, like... You can't play with them the same as you play with dogs.
Right,
literally two different animals.
It's funny.
Yeah.
But my kids swear by them. They each has two. They each have two.
My brother has one.
Yeah.
I have two. It's great.
You won't sell me on that, but okay, I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you enjoy it.
I mean, if you don't want to take care of a pet, you don't want to take care of a pet.
Right. You know, exactly.
It definitely like infringes on your freedom a little bit for sure.
Right.
But
I'm surprised. I mean, you don't come like full of cat hair and stuff like that, right?
I definitely have some, but I use a lint roller. And you I do? Also like when I change my shirt in the morning, I try not to hug them after.
I see.
If I did hug them after.
Because my son's always full of cat hair and it's like it grosses me out.
Yeah, you got
like,
a lint roll.
Yeah, or put on a different shirt when you leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
Something, you know?
Yeah. And also like I clean my furniture. I have my couch is velvet, so the fur doesn't really stick to that, but it sticks to my our other two chairs and it sticks to my bed a little bit. So after I get dressed, I don't really sit on my bed and I lint roll my bed too and I vacuum.
Right.
I vacuum my bed.
Right.
In just the spots they
and
lay
that,
on.
That's the thing. When my son lived with me and he brought his cat, I mean, I remember the first time the maid came in and vacuumed the carpet after the cat joined us. The whole goddamn vacuum was full of cat hair.
Yeah.
Like it was a dead cat.
Yeah, you know? Can make your own cat.
Right, out of the hair that they they shed.
I know, it's a lot. I go over my carpet at least once a day, even if it's just real quick.
Yeah.
And all the floors, I do like 3 times a week at least.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's worth it for you.
Yeah.
The companion. Good.
I mean, honestly, like I've lived in places without cats and like having a roommate and just another person and like we allow shoes in the living room, but I do no shoes in my bedroom. Anytime people have shoes, there's always like stuff on the floor anyway. There's always like crumbs, like shoe crumbs, which disgust me. So like you gotta sweep it up anyway, with or without a cat. Just add some cat hair sprinkled in there.
I never noticed that from shoes, but
yeah,
you know,
it's
if
always,
you say,
especially living. I mean, New York was worse than LA, but for sure,
huh?
Yeah,
crumbs, shoe crumbs,
shoe crumbs. Yeah, what just the hell from is like that? Gravel you pick up outside that goes in the cracks of your sneakers, and then you walk around the house, and there's like dirt and shoe crumbs, and yeah, there's shoe crumbs.
Shoe
it's disgusting.
Crumbs.
That's why I'm like, no shoes in my room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't force another person to do no shoes in the apartment, but...
Well, you can.
Not
you
really.
You can ask them. Some people do.
It's it would be the same because, like, he wears, like, flip-flops to go to the laundry and then we'll wear it back into the thing. And to me, whatever's happening in the hallway of the building is still contamination.
Yeah.
Because it's contaminated with outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is.
Oh, wow. So, a little gossip. Have you heard of Alex Rodriguez leaving Jennifer Lopez? Or, I mean, I don't know if they broke up. Yeah, because he was supposedly he had an affair with this Instagram star or something, and
that guy.
And she, A-Rod, you know.
How do you cheat on Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, how? And especially when you're famous and everybody can see you everywhere you go.
Like, I get he's probably a good, what does he play, baseball?
Yeah, he used to, yeah.
Yeah, I guess maybe he's a good baseball player, but he's
less
than 50% as attractive as she is.
He's pretty handsome, but apparently he had gained some weight, so now they're saying he...
I don't think so.
Improved, worked out, whatever. It's hard to think of like an ex-athlete gaining weight, but...
I mean, it happens if they're not working out as much.
Right.
And they still... I mean, eating disorders happen a lot in athletes because of how much they have to eat. And then when they don't work out as much, they're still...
Right.
They want to still eat that same amount, and they just can't.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they were engaged. He gave her a big ring and everything, but now they're not together.
I mean, he must have had a really good personality.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't know A-Rod. I mean, he's been around forever.
Yeah, I've heard of A-Rod. I just didn't know the face to a
New York, New Yorkers.
Yeah, just not into that.
Yeah.
Here's a young picture.
I know, but she's like, what, 50 right now?
Yeah.
She looks amazing.
She's incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, who else looked good? So good that I thought, how are they staying like that? It's unbelievable.
I don't know.
You know? They obviously get work done and stuff, you know, but still.
I mean, Latin women also age really well a lot of the time. Right. I don't know if that's appropriate to say.
Well, but it is. It's true. And Asian women also. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But it's really a known
just
thing.
White women. White women don't age well, I guess. I also think, like, most people don't take care of themselves. Like, you can tell when somebody takes care of themselves. Like, a lot of people just eat an American, shitty American diet. They're eating, like, Tostitos, pizza rolls, and...
Right.
And, like...
But you know, I mean, but I think we're also talking about when people age and they have work done, you know? I mean,
mild work.
Well, some people have a lot of work done, really. Yeah. You know, and it's escaping me who it was that I saw and I thought, wow, you know, but she had a lot of work done.
I mean, but like, look at these two next to each other. You can't say that that's, she like looks amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd be like, no.
Yeah. Except he's famous, you know, so I'm sure.
Yeah, that doesn't impress me. Doesn't impress me at all.
Yeah. Oh, wow. But
I wish her all of the healing.
So he's 45. So you think she's older? So she must be older than he is. She's 51.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love J-Lo.
They were seen, I guess, again having dinner or something. So maybe they're like on the mend. I don't know.
Maybe they're discussing everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he just like probably had a moment of weakness, went to bed with his chick because he could, and now he's regretting it, you know. But he gave Jennifer a big ring, from what I understand.
After he did this?
No, before. Yeah, when they got engaged.
I don't know.
And how many times has she been married? Like 3-4 times already, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, there was Ben Affleck.
Oh, I forgot they were married.
There was Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
There was who's the other guy? Come on.
I have no idea.
You can't remember, huh?
No.
I can't either, but it just the other day I was looking at it because, you know, now I've been reading the New York Post and they have so much gossip. It's unbelievable. I know everything that's going on.
God, I'm so not up on gossip. Yeah. Although, I mean, look, I think sometimes if you marry, you know, you grow up thinking marrying multiple people is a bad thing. And then like now as an actual an adult, thinking about how much we change over the years and evolve over the years. And, you know, it's like to ask somebody to be on the same page as you for the rest of your life. That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if I really think marriage is a good or a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, or multiple marriage. I think that is totally okay. You know, you're just, it works for now. And I probably wouldn't get married that many times because I probably wouldn't say yes that many times because I feel like things change too much for me.
Yeah, some people like to be married. I don't know. So they go from one to another.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, what? Elizabeth Taylor was married 5 times, I think.
That's commitment.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot of work.
And a couple times to Richard Burton, just to him 2 or 3 times. I don't know.
My gosh.
Yeah, but I need to find out exactly.
I'm too who skeptical else he was of with. People.
Yeah, huh?
I'm like, you want to do what? I'm like, why? Why do you want to get married?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also think people my age, you know, we're like one of the first generations to really not have a plan.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, well, we don't have a plan, really.
We don't have a plan. Like, our housing market's messed up. Our job market's messed up. Nobody knows what they're doing. We're breaking the 9-to-5 thing.
Yeah.
No one's doing 9-to-5s. Everyone's doing freelance. So it's like, we're all just trying to survive the week.
That's true. You know, I mean, I don't know. It depends. You know, some people have to have someone all the time, you know?
Yeah. I'm definitely not
Yeah.
one of them. I'm like, I need to be alone most of the time.
And I'm like that too. But sometimes I, you know, I do feel a little lonely and I go, well, you know, maybe I should find someone. But then I realize I get irritated by things that other people do.
Me too.
You know?
Yeah, I sit there and pick out all the red flags.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that was a red flag.
Right. Well, they just irritate you, you know, the way they, I don't know, you know, some people are not as clean as I am or organized or neat or whatever. And that really bothers me, you know?
Yeah.
People that don't arrive on time, you know, late, things like that. That's irritating.
Yeah.
You often have to compromise as far as to what you're going to do, you know, if you want to go here, you want to go there.
Or if they have like a booger that they don't notice. That disgusts me so much. There's like nothing that kills it for me more than like just like seeing something hanging up in there. I'm like, nope, it's over. Just in that exact moment, I'm like, it's gone.
Oh my God.
It's completely gone.
You're funny.
I have this rule though, if I have to convince myself, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
And once I made that rule for myself, I started seeing how all of my friends would go on these dates with these guys and not be wowed by it at all. And then they would come back and just say all this negative stuff and then be like, but I'm going to go out on another date.
Right.
And I'm like, you're sitting here convincing yourself of all the reasons why you should go back out with him. And like, for me, it should be a hell yes or a hell no.
That's true.
Should be hell yes or else it's hell no.
Right. Well, a lot of people are afraid of being alone, you know?
I know.
They really are.
I think.
And I mean, that's terrible too, you know, but
I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, to each their own, I guess.
Yeah.
I just don't feel a need.
No need, huh?
There's no need to just like, I don't need any like guy to be like, you're wonderful.
Right.
I love you so much. I just don't need it.
Yeah. I wonder where that comes from. I think it's when people are young, you know, like that need either... either you have a need for other people or you don't, you know. I think that comes from when you're a young kid, you know.
I think it also depends on your love language. Like some people need words of affirmation, and everyone I know whose like love language is words of affirmation like needs to be with a partner. Yeah. Like I have a friend who like her love language is words of affirmation, and she's constantly dating, constantly looking for someone, constantly building up every person she meets, even if she's not that into it, you know, even if he doesn't treat her amazing, it's constant excuses to like, how can she make this work?
Right.
You know, which I don't think she quite notices, but I'm an acts of service person. Like someone has to like show me. I don't care what you say. You can say absolutely the moon and back to me and it means nothing to me unless you show it.
Right.
That's how I work.
Action.
Action, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, because people will say anything, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're like, well, he said this. And I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. Do you know how many dates I've been on where the dudes are like, oh, yeah, and the next time we hang out, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then I never hear from them again.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's happened every single time that that a dude's ghosted or something, you know? So it's like the words literally mean nothing.
Right.
It means nothing.
It really
it's just
doesn't.
A date. It's yeah. just a date.
Just a date until it becomes more than just a date. You
when
know?
Does that happen?
Yeah, I know, man. I know. The dating scene is dry as hell for me. You know.
I actually sometimes I go on Bumble just to like look around. I never really intend on meeting any of them. But this one guy I was talking to, I accidentally hit the video call button. And then I was like, oops, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit that. And then he unmatched me right after that.
Really?
Just for accidentally sending the video call. I was like, I didn't mean to do that. It's the last thing I would do.
Yeah, but why would that scare him, you know?
Yeah.
Scare him off, you know? People are weird.
People are weird. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm weird too, but like I'm weird in a sensible way.
To you.
You know?
No, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, let's see. The stock market is down this morning.
Is it down?
Yeah. Did I tell you I got crypto coins? I got Bitcoin and I got Ethereum. So Bitcoin dropped fucking 20% after I bought it.
Of course it did.
And it's not coming back up. It is, but not as much.
Yeah.
Ethereum has gone up. That's also like a cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. That has gone up, actually, you know,
that's
which is
good.
Pretty nice.
That's something.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. I don't know about this. It's like people are buying shit all over the place. You don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next, you know.
Yeah.
Tesla, it's like you think it's magical and then suddenly it just drops.
Mm.
Never goes back up, you know, to what it was.
I know.
And things it's happen, you know, like point. Like there was a recent crash with the Tesla, so that hurt them. But the other day they announced they had like the highest earnings ever and the stock went down, you know. But they're saying it's because they made most of the money on Bitcoin because Elon Musk went and bought like several billion dollars worth of crypto coin, Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And so they're saying that's where the money was made. People got scared, started selling off the stock, you know.
My gosh.
But it's not easy. It's not easy making money in the stock market at all. You know, you just got to.
It's a waiting game.
I mean, to trade short term, it's a lot of risk, you know. And then if you do it long term, then you got to stop checking it every day,
mm-hmm.
which I can't seem to do, it. You know.
Yeah.
My friends, the same way, you know, they also invested long term, but we check it 5 times a day. It's like, what the fuck, you know?
Cut your internet line.
Yeah, exactly. You know, don't even check it.
Yeah, don't.
Because it matters nothing. Like, let's say if it goes down or up today in relation to where it's going to be 5 years from now.
Sure.
You know, you won't even remember. So, so if you invest, just put it aside and forget about it, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to invest long term. But, but everybody tells you, yeah, don't keep money in cash, invest in and all this, and then you fucking start losing money. And you go, what the fuck am I doing? Let me just keep my money in the bank. You know, fuck inflation. Fuck all that. You know, at least I have my money and it doesn't lose value. You know?
I know. It's good if you play right, but.
Yeah. And you got to have money right. too. You know, you got to have a lot of money.
Yeah. You got to be willing to burn.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Man.
And, yeah. I don't know. You know what's interesting is Amazon on Facebook. I saw an advertising from Amazon, and they tell you can get into business with them by managing, running a distribution center for them. So, like, you know where all the trucks come from to deliver every day.
Yeah.
So now it's not you don't own it. You know, but you get to manage it and lead like a team of 20 to 40 people and shit. And I'm like, okay, so I would do that. Sounds challenging. Sounds interesting, you know, and all that. But the money you make is not that great from what I understand.
They're so what's the like, reasoning for that? How you make money?
Well, they're saying that, you know, you can make between $75,000 to $300,000 a year. So 300 is nice, but 75
is meh. Yeah.
You know, for all the work, I mean, this is like.
So how do you make 300,000?
I guess they pay you, and then but you have to lease the trucks from them. You have to. I mean, it's like your business, but it's not. You know, it's like you have to. You have to make sure you can pay the salaries and the rent and everything.
That sounds too complicated.
Yeah, well, some people enjoy that. Okay. You're not like, the type.
You
have to
do what?
Yeah, you're the creative type. You're not for that, you know, for numbers and shit like that. You
I
know,
mean,
like,
I do budgets for film.
Right.
So,
but this is like managing people. You have to deal with their bullshit every day. And, you know, and people quit and it's hard to hire and all that stuff. And I'm thinking, that's a lot of work for 75 grand, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know that I would do that.
I could do it on short term. Like I've done I've done that for film stuff, like hiring and booking, and then people drop out and locations drop out and you got to find other stuff. But it's like, it's temporary.
Yeah.
That's what I like about film. What I've realized about myself is I absolutely hate a day job. I like to do like a couple weeks, a few days, a month of film work, and then be off for like a week.
Right.
And then go do it again. And it's right. always new faces, new locations, new problems. Yeah. I just can't go to the same job every single day.
I know what you mean.
I've been working for this woman for like almost a month now, like 4 days a week, and it's making me insane.
Really?
And I'm only there for like 5 or 6 hours a day. I'm like, I got to get out of here.
I don't know where you find all these people, man.
I just do.
Yeah.
They find me.
They find you,
they
huh?
They find me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, boy.
I know.
So, but, you know, there might be somebody interested out there. I mean, like I said, you know, I like the challenge of managing people, you know, managing a business and all that stuff, but it's got to be yours, you know, or you really have to make a lot of money to justify that, you know, because you could be losing money on this thing and then what are you going to do?
Yeah, 75's not it.
Yeah.
It's not it.
Doesn't cut it.
No.
300,
yeah. Yeah, 300 I can deal with a lot.
Right.
There's a lot of shit I'll eat for 300,000. For sure.
Yeah. That's quite a range. I mean, to tell somebody, oh, you can make between 75 to 300. It's like 300 is four times as much as the 75.
Yeah. I bet most people are probably making like 150.
I don't know if they do. 150 would be good too.
Yeah.
You know, it's good, nice income.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested, I think the link was logistics.amazon.com. And you can find more.
Logistics.amazon.com.
Right. I saw the advertisement on Facebook, so I checked it out. And then, of course, once you do, you see a million ads that are related. Oh, start a business with Amazon. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, then it just brings you to a bunch of different links that you have to go through.
Right.
I'm like, where is this taking me?
I know. Did you know there's a chicken shortage in this country? They're saying that because of the pandemic and also there's a fried sandwich craze. I guess they have the same thing like they did with the Popeyes thing.
Yeah.
So now I think, everyone's who came out with McDonald's or something? Right.
Chick-fil-A.
KFC, Wingstop. Well, Chick-fil-A always have sandwiches, but the ones that I guess probably have new ones are KFC and Wingstop. Well, Wingstop, I don't know if it's a sandwich, but they're saying that they're having a crisis of
poultry. I mean, yeah, you get a 10-piece wing, that's five whole chickens.
Right.
Just for the little wing.
You're right.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Get a 40 wing. Back when I used to eat meat, I used to get like a 40 or 50-piece wing from Domino's.
40 or 50?
Yeah, like when we would order, we would get
Oh, for a few people?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would still eat most of them, but... But yeah, I mean, that's a lot of chickens.
It's a lot of chickens.
It's a lot of chickens. Yeah. It's sad.
Well, they're saying that, you know, also the same problem that many small businesses are complaining about is that it's hard to hire people because people are getting high unemployment. They don't want to work.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, what the fuck has happened to this country? You know, this pandemic has turned everything inside out, you know?
Yeah, but people also don't want to work at jobs where they're being like yelled at or like mistreated or, you know, I've gotten fired for jobs because I like had to go to the hospital and like have been sick. Like you get fired for like really dumb stuff. I got fired.
Yeah, but that's not a reason not to work, you know. I mean, you still
no, I know,
get a job.
But like if they're making more money on unemployment.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know. I mean, they're making more money than going to work. Why would they even bother, you know?
Yeah.
And it's happening with a lot of people.
I know.
So I don't know what's going to happen, man, but it's hard for companies to hire. In fact, I was reading a couple of restaurants just had to close down because they couldn't survive not being open, and they couldn't be open because they didn't have any employees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's
well,
pretty sad.
Well, unemployment's going to run out sooner or later.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't last forever.
No, it doesn't. They keep extending it, though, but, you know.
I know.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the end of all this, man. Put it behind us.
Yeah.
You know? You think it's going to happen?
I don't know. I think there are going to be some things that are going to be permanently different.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I think a lot of people are going to be working from home more permanently.
Yeah, yeah.
I think people are also going to be more socially awkward.
Right, because they don't go out.
Yeah.
They're going to stay home.
Yeah, they don't have any, like, office etiquette or...
Right, you know, yeah. That's the thing. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, to me, it's like, let me go out and let me go to work, see people, you know, work with them, socialize, whatever, you know. But some people don't look for that. They want the opposite. I'm tired of fucking sitting at home, which I don't that much, but, you know, it's still, yeah. Compared to going to work, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
You know. All right, Jen.
That's it.
That's it. Enough talking for one day.
All right.
All right. So, let's see. So, do you have any big plans for the weekend?
My friend is coming over. It was his birthday a week ago, and we wanted to wait until my roommate and I were fully vaccinated. So we're vaccinated. He's been fully vaccinated for a while. So my friend's coming over. I'm going to make some dinner. We're going to hang out.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
That's it.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend. And Jen, we'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.